And then the next question, going back to your book, and you were telling me this story, and as you're remembering on the first chapter, this horrible experience where they did what is called reverse Dianetics or black Dianetics, right. Which means instead of using Dianetics to help a person, they use Dianetics to harm the person and make them go insane. I am curious, did they give you any drugs? Did you suspect that you were drugs that made you have a psychotic break?
No, I went psychotic without drugs. It was just, there's a code for auditors. Mm-hmm. It is supposed to be the safest room you're ever in.
Right.
The person is supposed to be the safest person you ever talk to. And they are there for you and to understand you. And that was not my experience. Every code in the auditor's code was broken during this, which is why I call it an interrogation. I had the auditor standing up over me, screaming at me.
Is this interrogation the infamous rollback?
That pardon?
Is this interrogation the infamous rollback that they call them rollbacks?
No. Rollback was nothing compared to this.
This is far worse, because I was rolled back myself, and let me tell you, it was terrible, because you don't know what is going on, you don't know what they're asking you, and it's very stressing, it's very upsetting.
And the person's not friendly.
Right. But this is worse than the rollback.
Worse than that. The person screamed at me. One of the things that kind of, I woke up and went, oh my God, this isn't even Scientology anymore, was I got off a withhold that I felt I committed a bad act against a person that the church considers a suppressive person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get off my chest my feeling that I had done bad to this person.
But that's not a bad deed, because he was a suppressive, so they didn't accept it.
She screamed it. She screamed at me, you can never ever commit what they call overt, a bad act
against a suppressive.
Which in actual fact, in my earlier studies with L. Ron Hubbard, the only reason that a suppressive can affect you at all is if you commit a bad deed on them. And then they have power over you in a not so good way. So at that moment I knew this is not Scientology, this was not for my betterment, they had me here for whatever their uses were. I'd already come to the conclusion that the definition of an overt was the greatest good for the greatest number of dynamics, the greatest part of your life. In other words, if it's the greatest good to clear the planet and you roll over several people in the way, that's not an overt, because it was the greatest good.
Right.
Right. But I did not believe that. And in fact, I was very clear and very outspoken that I felt that by using that definition of a bad deed, that I myself and others had committed truly bad deeds. Because my definition of a bad deed was do unto others as you would like to have done to you.
Which is on the way to happiness, by the way.
Oh, it is on the way to happiness?
It's right there. It's right there on the way to happiness.
Yeah.
It's on the golden rule, and Ron explains it very clearly. If you read it, it's very similar. Some people says that that comes from the Bible. Others says that it comes from...
It actually, I've done research, and it is, I had a little booklet. It was found in this booklet in different wording in, I'd say, about 50 religions.
Because it's a golden rule.
It's the truth.
There's truth for any religion and any race. But going back to the question is, so was that the last straw that broke the camel's back, like they say in English, that made you decide I'm going to leave after this horrible session?
Last session I spent about 8 hours doubled over a trash basket with the dry heaps. That was my last session.
And I'm sure it's in this book. Mm-hmm. Well described, so we will let the readers buy the book so they know what happened. But I want to ask you one more question. So when you start writing the first chapter, you're going through all these emotions and remembering the worst part. that you had a psychotic break. But as you went along, things would happen as you continue writing the book.
You want to see the trailer?
That first chapter was probably one of the last chapters that I wrote because I knew it was going to be
fun. So you were avoiding that one and you started some other place?
Yes, I started some other place. I started journaling to help me heal. And so I had all my journal entries by date order. Journal entries before that, when I was in doubt about Scientology and had gone to different people for help. Journal art, journaling about a lot of my confusions and disagreements with Scientology and how did that fit in with the things that I liked. And in the end, I found everything that I like, I found from some other philosopher written hundreds, if not thousands of years before.
Which is?
Many of them. Many
I see,
of them,
I see. From the philosophers in history.
So L. Ron Hubbard read those philosophers' books and took them.
Well, he acknowledges that in Science of Survival.
If you were to take the very first, which I used to own, it still has change marks in it. It was called the manuscript. It was still the manuscript, and it was in red leather. Mm-hmm. I owned it. And in it, there are like 5 pages of thanks. Thanks to even Freud, he thanks.
Yes, I remember that.
He thanks Freud. He thanks Aristotle, Plato, all the thinking men that came before him.
Yes, he acknowledges that all this technology was taken from the best works of the best philosophers
exactly.
in the world, and now because all that is being deleted, he looks like a plagiarist.
Right. Every edition of that book that came out had less names.
Until they're all gone.
They're almost all gone, yes.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me this interview, and will you tell everybody where they can get your great book?
The best place to get my great book right now is at www.mybillionyearcontract.com. Go to the website. There are other things on the website. We are about to get our own Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com page to sell it there, but it's not totally up yet. We're also working with Kindle, because I have a Kindle and I love my Kindle. And so we're going to be selling it through Kindle. So people can order it once we have it up, which should be within the next week or so, on Amazon.com. They will be able to get a Kindle copy.
Thank you, Nancy. That was great.
Thank you,
Ada. I loved coming here to your house today, and that you let us, spend the afternoon with you. And I also want to let everybody know that there's 2 more interviews coming with Nancy. One all about Mexico, my beautiful country. And I know you're heading to Mexico.
Roberto and Ricardo.
We'll talk about all these old stories, and we will also talk about other things that I want to know
okay.
regarding the church. Thank you very much.
Thank you.